And while he's setting, I will give you an abridged version of my talk, which I'm now moving away from the program because I have discretion, so that we can all listen to Evan and then go for drinks. Software development has changed. Workspaces are different. And where the projects live, the HR departments don't exist. And that's why a lot of things which are left unsaid and not articulated about those behaviors and this mediation between how people interact with each other become. That's why codes of conduct are useful. That's why they should be there. And that's why you should encourage, whether it's projects or any other open source developers, to become parts of them. There are several of those available. You should be able to hack them and customize them to your communities. And because it's your communities, it should be definitely about how you govern them and not let anybody, including your lawyers, tell you what the community governance should look like. They can tell you what law expects you to do or what is allowed or not allowed, but the governance is yours. And the other point I'm going to make is enforcement is hard, and nobody wants to take hard decisions. Leadership is very, very difficult. Everybody would want for somebody else to take those decisions and then be blamed so that there's somebody else to blame for all those decisions. But somebody will have to show leadership. And kindness and fairness can go hand in hand. Just because you are being fair to somebody and following the process which you've already laid down and agreed upon does not mean you are not being kind. We can all give a chance to everybody by following those processes and being kind. And as Greg Kroah-Hartman says, being excellent to each other. That's the end of my talk.